Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are, with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Amy. Welcome back to Couch Time. I am so excited to have you here. And this week, we're going to dive right in on your purposeful week. What do I mean by purposeful week? If you just did this silent, because you cannot think about adding one more thing into your week, this is for you. If you were overwhelmed, overworked, cannot fit one more thing on your schedule, and you're going to scream if somebody tells you to have self-care, this is for you. This is one of my favorite subjects to talk about and to think about and to teach about. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the single number one thing that has changed my life. The purposeful week. What do I mean by that? First, let's talk about this. We make checklists of things that we've got to do in order to get control of our lives. So sometimes my to-do lists have their own to-do lists, which is a problem within itself. I run two companies. I have three children, a marriage, and a life where I would like to go to Aqua Zumba at least once a week. But my lists have lists. So how do I fit it all in? How do I decide what stays, what goes? And sometimes for me, making a to-do list helps me feel this sense of control over my life. But if your lists have lists, it leaves you nothing but feeling overwhelmed and lost. Because we think if we could just check everything off our list, we could just relax and be at peace. But the more you work to accomplish that goal, the more things crop up on your list. The harder you try, the more frustrated you're going to become. And honestly, there's a better way to find security in this life. So I'm going to take a sidetrack here for just a second. But instead of scrutinizing your checklist, looking at it, figuring out how you can check it off so that you could just sit down and breathe, why don't you just turn that attention to Jesus? be in contact with him and ask him to help you sort out what's important and what's not. What needs done now and what does not. Because he's not asking you to work yourself into an early grave. If you could fix your eyes not on what is seen, your circumstances and your to-dos, but on what is unseen, Jesus, everything changes. That's one tip. But how do you go about taking a to-do list and you're like, I don't even know what to take to Jesus right now because my to-do lists have to-do lists, Amy. I'm like you. That's okay. Let's build your purposeful weeks and then take those to Jesus and ask him when you're struggling about what stays on and what stays not. What stays on and what goes. All right. Step one of building your purposeful week. I want you to print out 3 weekly calendars, Saturday to Sunday, where it has like 8 to 8 on it or 6 p.m. to midnight if you need it. Whatever your hours of awake time are, print this out. I want you to print 3 copies, preferably on 1 sheet of paper if you can. It doesn't have to be huge because you don't have to see all the lines. But that's step one. You're going to take those 3 copies of a week. I just need you to have a visual. Get yourself a sharpened number 2 pencil. And I love the pencil. Takes you back to school when you're in elementary. Didn't you just love a new, freshly sharpened pencil? But something that you can erase because you're not going to get this right first. Step 2, on the first calendar, I want you to write what your next week looks like. Put everything you already have scheduled for the next week on this calendar. Don't not tell me, oh, Amy, that's double work. I've already got it digitally. Or, oh, I've got it here. Stop it. Just do the steps. I promise you it'll take you where you want to go. Just trust me on this for a hot second. Put everything in there for next week. How much space do you have left in your days? And I'm talking, are your kids' activities in there? Is your time to get dressed and put on makeup in there? Is the fact that you have to work put in there? Where do you eat? Is that in there? When do you run your errands? Is that in there? Because if I know you and you're like me and pretty much every other person on earth, every task that you do is not on that calendar. But it still takes up your time.
Are you ready to ditch the stress and overwhelm of life and finally find true rest? God designed us for work and for rest, but it's so much easier to be killing it at the work thing, right? Even if you wear all the hats, do all the things, and think it's impossible to get to a place of rest, your body needs it and your spirit craves it. So, how do we implement rest in this crazy modern world? Well, there are 7 types of rest in your busy life that you need to know. God has asked you to rest. He rested on the 7th day as well. So go to godcreatedrest.com/plan. It's free, and find out the 7 types of God-given rest. And ladies, vacation and sleep are not one. The feedback from this 7 type of rest information has been phenomenal. It has been transformative and life-changing. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. GodCreatedRest.com/plan.
So after you've got what's on your digital calendar on there, go back in and put those other things that are not on there. You're starting to overflow. You're starting to have to overlap things on your calendar. Is it making you kind of sick to your stomach and nervous and heart racing? Yeah, I understand. Step 2. I want you to go to paper number 3. We're going to skip 2 for a minute. Again, trust. Come on, people. Trust me. You've got calendar 1. Put number 2 blank to the side. Number 3 calendar. I want you to think about, where do you want to be? How do you want your purposeful week to look? And in a purposeful week, we're getting really intentional about where you spend your time. What stays? What goes? This is your dream list. This is your dream calendar. First, I want you to put on your non-negotiables. That's not usually how you do your calendar. You usually do your calendar by the next thing that's coming up that has to have your attention. But what's your non-negotiables? Is that working out? Is that spending time with your spouse? Is that going out with friends? Is that spending time with Jesus? Is that playing with your children? Where does that go in your calendar? Whatever your non-negotiable is, it could be, I just want to go get a smoothie by myself once a week. All right, put it on there. Then what are the things you have to do? Your job, put it on there. Kids' activities, put it on there. Now start asking yourself, do I have too many kids and too many activities? Because three kids and one activity each could be every night and every day of your life. I know, I've been there. Are you saying yes to so much for your kids that you have no peace and neither do they? Now's the time to start asking that. Do you want your Sunday morning held aside for church and family and not running errands? Do it. Whatever you want that week to look like, put it there. Step three, bring out that calendar number two. This is your messy, messy middle. The goal is to get from calendar number one, where everything's overlapping, to calendar number three. But you can't skip the messy middle. So what I want you to do is look at your calendar for next week, which is calendar number one. And I want you to go and make calendar number two be, how can I get from calendar one to calendar three? Now, you may have to pray over this calendar. You may have to take it to Jesus and say what stays, what doesn't. You may have to sit with it, and that is okay. The messy middle takes some time to get through. But you've got your starting point. You've got your ending point. Now you got to figure out what next steps are going to take you there. So what are the next one to three things you can do to get you to calendar three? Is there a space you can go ahead and put that smoothie that you want to get every week? Is there a space you could sit 5 minutes with Jesus a day? Is there a space where you could have a 30-minute date night with your spouse if that's all you got and that's important to you? Here's an easy way you can decide. For every time you say yes to something or someone, there is a no attached to it. For every yes to something or someone, you are saying no to something or someone. That no is usually you. And if you cannot thrive in life, relationships, and your business, you'll feel like you're failing at life. My goal is for you to wake up every day loving the life that you're leading. Wake up with Jesus and a smile every day. But if you're not finding some rhythm in the 10 areas of life, then there's a problem. So what, Amy, what are the 10 areas of life? I call them the thrive life areas. Number one, spiritual. Number two, parental. Number three, wisdom. That's your learning. Social, emotional health, physical health, your business, your adventure, which could be your hobbies, your marriage, and your finances. Those are the 10 thrive life areas. You can't make them all equal, so balancing isn't it. You have to find a rhythm. In some seasons of life, you're going to be heavy into parenting. Right now, I'm empty nesting. My parenting has gone down and allowed more room for my emotional and physical health to come back up. But that doesn't mean when my three kids were living in the house that I let those go. There were years I did, and they were awful years. Definitely not waking up with Jesus and a smile that year. Well, it was really a decade. Let's be real. A decade of no Jesus and a smile. Don't be like that. You could start this right now. Build out an intentional, purposeful week so that you can start thriving in your life, your relationships, and your business. If you want more information and you want to take a quick assessment on where you stand in all 10 of these areas that give you a starting point on top of a purposeful week, go to amywine.com and look for the Thrive Life assessment. We'll put it in the show notes as well. Take it. See where you stand in the 10 areas. Come back in another 30, 60, 90 days. See where you stand then and if you're improving. Because you can take those 10 areas and start figuring out how to get from calendar 1 to calendar 3 by that messy middle and by changing 1 to 3 things at a time. You can't go in and change everything at a time. But set a 90-day goal. Can I get to my calendar 3, my ultimate purposeful week, in 90 days with about 75% accuracy? Man, if you did that, you have done phenomenally, and I cheer you on. Hit me up in my email, amy@amywine.com. Let me know if you have any questions. Don't forget, go take that Thrive Life assessment. Talk to you soon.
Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.